ジャパニーズポット101.com、うん、
Maybe。
おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
ナオミです。
ユイチです。
Peter here. Premium lesson number 29. Do not drink the water. Naomi sensei, it's the last premium lesson.
あ、本当？
本当ですよ。
へえ。
Let's have Yuichi sensei tell us about this picture. Yuichi sensei, お願いします。
たくさんの人が水を汲んでいます。
So there are a lot of people. How do we say this, Naomi sensei? Taking water?
そうですね。
水を汲む。
はい、水を汲んでいます。
え、何のため汲んでいますか？ So why are they taking water?
多分これは神社じゃないですかね。
賛成ですか？
そうですね。To purify their hands and mouth.
Okay. So when you go to a temple or a shrine in Japan, there's a certain process that you should go through.
Yes.
And we're going to talk about that after the conversation. Now, today's conversation, you both are right. A mother and daughter are visiting a shrine. So we're first going to listen to the conversation in casual Japanese. Then we're going to talk about the process of visiting a shrine. So with that said...Are you ready, Naomi sensei?
あ、はい。ごめんね、ちょっとね、デイドリーミングしてました。
Okay, here we go.
かあさん、どうしたらいいの？
お手手とお口をきれいにするのよ。
なんで？
お参りする前は、ちゃんとお清めしないといけないの。
この入れ物は？
ひしゃくってっていうのよ。まず右手に柄杓を持って左手を清めて、それから左手に持ち替えて右手を清めるのよ。それからお口をすぐの。
はい。
もう一度お願いします。今度はゆっくりお願いします。
お母さん、どうしたらいいの？
お手手とお口をきれいにするのよ。
なんで？
お参りする前はちゃんとお清めしないといけないの。
この入れ物は？
ひしゃくっていうのよ。まず右手にひしゃくを持って左手を清めて、それから左手に持ち替えて右手を清めるのよ。それからお口をすすぐの。
はい。
次は英語が入ります。
母さん、どうしたらいいの？
Mom, what should I do?
お手手とお口をきれいにするのよ。
We're going to wash our hands and mouths.
なんで？
Why?
お参りする前はちゃんとお清めしないといけないの。
Before visiting a shrine, you have to properly purify yourself.
この入れ物は？
What's this doohickey?
ひしゃくっていうのよ。
It's called a hishaku.
まず、右手にひしゃくを持って、左手を清めて。
First, you take it in your right hand, and you purify your left hand.
それから、左手に持ち替えて、右手を清めるのよ。
Then you switch it to your left hand, and purify your right hand.
それから、お口をすぐの。
After that, you rinse your mouth.
はい。
Okay.
Naomi sensei.
はい。
神社参りは難しいですね。
So, なんで難しくないでしょう。
So it's hard to visit a temple.
It's not.
Well, if you've done it all your life.
難しいかな。
別にそんなことないです。
なんか。
Yeah, そのことあります。Like, I even get nervous when I go up there now. I throw the money in and なんか難しいです。
本当？
Just please imitate what other people do. そうすれば簡単です。
So if you do that, it's easy. All right. So let's use imitating people as a second.Second option. And now, Naomi sensei is going to tell us about what to do when you visit a shrine. So, いや、難しくないですね。Like, it's not difficult. 簡単でしょ? So, Naomi-sensei, 日本の代表として, as a representative of Japan, please tell us about visiting a shrine.
Where shall we start?
So, people show up at the shrine.
Hi.
So, there's usually a gate.
Hi.
What's the gate called?
鳥.
So, you go through the gate, Hi. And now you're on sacred ground?
And according to the information we have, we are not supposed to walk in the middle of the street.
Really?
Because the middle of the road has to be vacant for gods.
So the gods are kind of using that street too.
So
you should stay to the right or the left.
Hi.
Okay. And also, this is maybe more common with temples, but sometimes with the gate, there's a step at the bottom you have to step over.
Ah, you mean the wooden thing?
Yeah.
Hi.
And you're not supposed to step on that either.
No.
それ
はダメですね。
Ooh, dame が出ました。So like, when Japanese people use dame, it's kind of serious. So a lot of times, like, there's a wooden door, and rather than having nothing at the bottom where you can just walk through, there's a small kind of, it's almost like the opening of the door starts about a foot off the ground. So when I first came here, I used to step on that.
Mm-hmm.
But you're not supposed to do that. You're supposed to step over it.
そうですね。To step on that wooden thing is so disrespectful. But little kids do that sometimes. So,
ちっちゃい子それでたまに遊んでるから、まあ大丈夫です。大丈夫じゃないけど。
Yeah, so try to avoid that. So, when you first come to the door, or the door may be inside the temple, but when you're walking towards the shrine, you want to stay on the left or the right. If you come to a door that has an opening with the bottom part kind of touching the ground, you want to step over that.
それからYou probably see the place which has water tank in it.
Like the picture.
So. そこで you have to purify your hands and mouth.
Hands and mouth. And not only do you have to purify them, there's a certain way you have to do it. Which hand do you start with?
With your right hand.
You take the ladle, the wooden ladle, with your right hand.
Hi. And we don't usually scoop the water from the tank. We use the water from the running.
So the running water. There's usually a little fountain or a little spout where...The running water is coming out of. So you take the water from there.
はい。
Okay?
で、あとはダイアログと一緒ですよね。左手を洗います。
Then you wash your left hand?
はい。それから左手にひしゃくを持って。
So you switch hands with the ladle?
And wash your right hand. 右手を洗います。
Wash your right hand.
それから右手にお水を汲んで口を洗います。
You take more water with the left hand than the ladle. You pour it into the right hand.Or you can take it straight from the running water, right?
あ、そうですね。
And then you put it in your mouth and you spit it back out.
You're not supposed to gargle it.
And where do you spit it? Do you spit it into the water tank?
No.
So in this picture, you wouldn't spit it into the middle part, but rather the part around the outside.
はい、そうです。
When you switch hands with the ladle, aren't you making the clean hand dirty again?
そんなに汚くないかな。でも、ladleを洗う人もいますよね。Running water で。
So some people wash the ladle before switching hands.
And you're not supposed to put your mouth on the ladle.
See, that's why you put the water in your hand before putting it in your mouth.
で、ハンカチとかタオルを持っていくと便利だと思います。
So you should bring a towel or a handkerchief or something to wipe your mouth with or your hands. Other than your shirt or sleeves or...
Or hair.
Now, the hands because I guess you're going to touch part of the temple and your mouth because you're going to say a prayer?
考えたことなかった。
I'm just kind of using like, you know, or maybe it's just representative of the whole body.
そうだと思いますけどね。
Interesting. If anybody has any ideas out there why you have to basically rinse your mouth out, that would be really interesting to know. Naomi-sensei, 調べてもらえますか? Can you check it out for us?
そうですね。あとは、お参りは3時半までぐらいには終わらせた方がいいそうです。
And you can usually visit shrines up until about 3:30.At night, you're not supposed to go at night, right?
Usually not. Except the New Year's Eve.
When everybody goes to the shrine.
Evil spirits start walking around after 4:00. That's what I was told.
Really interesting. Yuichi, where was the last temple you visited?
Hie Shrine.
When?
Last week.
Ah, really?
Yeah, はい。ちょっと行ってみました。
一人で?
はい。It looks big, but...It was not big.
yeah, it's not so big. That's the shrine located across the street from our building. And kind of, it's funny because it has an influence on the way our office is set up. If you ever wonder why everybody's facing that window, it's because that's the direction of the shrine. And no one's allowed to put their back to the shrine. So everybody in the office is faced either towards the shrine or in a different direction, but nobody can have their back to the shrine. So if you ever visit the office and wonder why we're not using space efficiently, we're all facing the temple. So that's the reason. Okay, on to vocab. Nice little culture class in there.
The first word is omaeri.
Shrine visit.
O-ma-i-ri. Omaeri.
Next.
Chanto.
Properly.
Cha-n-to. Chanto.
Next.
Okiyome.
Purification.
O-ki-yo-me. Okiyome.
Next.
Iremono.
Container.
I-re-mo-no. Iremono.
Next.
Hishaku.
Ladle.
Hishaku. Hishaku.
Next.
Mochikaeru.
Shift something from one arm to the other.
Mochikaeru. Mochikaeru.
Next.
Susugu.
To wash out, to rinse.
Susugu. Susugu.
Okay, let's take a closer look at some of the phrases and words introduced in this lesson. Naomi-sensei, what should we start with?
Okiyome.
Purification.
Peter, have you ever been to Japanese-style funeral?
Not both days, just one day.
The first day?
Yeah.
Did they give you purification salt?
Yes.
So, okiyome no shio とかって言いますよね。
そうですね。
Purification salt.
So, after people go to a funeral, they have to purify their body with salt.
Yeah, after leaving.
そうですね。Probably after they enter their house. When my father came back from the funeral, before he entered the house, he always says, okiyome no shio motte kite.
So you're not supposed to go into the house before basically using the salt to get rid of the spirits.
そうですね。
And that's why you get the salt at the funeral home. You get it there, but you don't use it there. You use it before you come into your home. And also recently, I've kind of noticed that a lot of business establishments, if you come to Japan and you're walking on the streets, look at the base of the entrance to the restaurants or kind of businesses, and you'll see a little pile of salt.
そうね。あれもお清めだと思いますね。
When I was a student in high school or in junior high school, we had a swimming class in a PE. When it's the first day of the swimming lesson, the principal came to the poolside. He puts a salt on the four corners and for purifications, and he pours Japanese sake, Nihonshu, into the pool. It's kind of the same thing, right?
Wow.
To purify the pool.
In Japan, we use salt and sake for purification in several situations.
Wow, really interesting.
なので、後でピータを酒で洗いましょう。
そうですね。
ナオミを塩で洗いましょう。どっちがひどいですか ?Like, 塩 is for bigger and better monsters, right?
じゃあ、その後に塩入りの酒で。
ユイチゴ。うん。
今日は、もう終わりにしましょうか。
そうですね。
We ran a bit long today with all the cultural insight. I mean, there's just kind of a lot to talk about, especially when it comes to religion in Japan. Quite still a bit of a mystery, and there's so many different types of religion here in Japan.
そうですね。And the manners are a bit vague. But don't worry too much.
It depends on the sects of the religion. So it's kind of very difficult for Japanese even.
Sect.
Yeah, sect.
It depends on the sect of the religion. So, Japan is known for Shinto and Bukkyo. So, Shinto religion and Buddhism. There's also Catholicism and people practicing many different religions here.
Kaluto もあるしね。
はい。
So, we got into a long discussion about that. So, inside the PDF, there's a detailed grammar write-up. So, you definitely want to stop by, pick up the PDF, because today we cover the tara-i, the tara conditional combined with i, which literally means if someone does something, it will be all right. So you want to stop by, pick up that PDF. And that is going to do for the premium lessons. Naomi-sensei, 楽しかったですね。It was fun.
そうですね。勉強になりましたね。私たちもね。
そうですね。とっても勉強になりました。
So thank you again for listening to these premium lessons. And we'll be back with something else. We're not sure. But this kind of wraps it up. So we want to thank the photographer too, Zhang Honglin, for going around and taking all these pictures.
Zhang Honglin-san.
She went all around Tokyo, spent the day getting all these pictures, and so we want to thank her too.
ありがとうございました。
本当にありがとうございました。
Okay, that's going to do it for today and the series. お疲れ様です。
じゃあまた。
さよなら。
母さん、 どうしたらいいの？
お手手とお口をきれいにするのよ。
なんで？
お参りする前はちゃんとお清めしないといけないの。
この入れ物は？
ひしゃくっていうのよ。まず右手にひしゃくを持って左手を清めて、それから左手に持ち替えて右手を清めるのよ。それからお口をすすぐの。
はーい。